The Gemara Masech Nemila in the Mishnah, Daf Chaf Aleph, Amar Aleph, teaches us that if a Baal HaBayis told a Shliach to bring money from a specific place, which that money happened to be Hegdish, and the Shliach fulfilled the wishes of the Baal HaBayis, and he brought him that money, the Baal HaBayis, as we've been learning here in Masech Demila, unlike B'chol HaTorah Kula, where we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, when we speak about Me'ila, the Baal HaBayis was Mal. So here, since the Shliach fulfilled the wishes of the Baal HaBayis is Mal. Ask the Gemara, my Kamash Malan, what's the Chiddush? This is something that, as I just said, we've been learning throughout in this Masechta. Answers the Gemara, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, Dvarim Shebelev Einim Dvarim. That even though the owner says, that wasn't the money I intended, it doesn't make a difference what he said. What he said he was thinking, the Halacha is Dvarim Shebelev Einim Dvarim, and therefore the Baal HaBayis was Mal. And as the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos explains, that the din that we learn B'chol HaTorah Kula, the Dvarim Shebelev Einim Dvarim, applies by Me'ila as well. So Mefarshim ask, why would we think differently that Dvarim Shebelev are, that differently, we know Dvarim Shebelev Einim Dvarim. So why would I think differently by Hilchas Me'ila? So I saw from the Sefer Takanos Ezra that says, we would think that where does the rule that Dvarim Shebelev Einim Dvarim apply? That's by mitzvahs ben Adam l'chaveroi. But Me'ila, which is a mitzvah, which is ben Adam l'makom, maybe over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does know what we really were thinking. And maybe over there, therefore, the halacha should be that we do follow Dvarim Shebelev. That's why our Gemara, our Mishnah, had to teach us that by Mila as well, the loch is Dvarim Shebelev, Einim Dvarim. He gives another teretz. He says that the whole concept of Shlichus by Mila is a Chiddush, as we said at the beginning of our shir. Because B'chol HaTorah Kula we say, Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. So maybe in this case, the Shlichus, it should be different. And since this really wasn't the intention of the Baal HaBayis, here maybe we should say the Shliach was Mal, because this whole concept, he explains, to say that the Baal HaBayis was Mal on the Veira of the Shliach is a Chiddush, and maybe we want to limit the Chiddush as much as possible, teaches us the Gemara no. Once the Halacha tells us that in the case where Shliach fulfilled the wishes of the Baal HaBayis, it is the Shliach who did the Mila, it's in all circumstances, even in a case like the case of our Gemara Mishnah. And this concept of Dvarim Shebelev Ein Dvarim is a concept that we find in a number of places in Shas. The Gemara Masechta Gedushin Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis teaches us there was a person who sold all of his assets on the assumption that he's moving to Eretz Yisrael. But he didn't say that I'm only selling them if I actually end up moving. And then at the end, he didn't move and he wanted to avoid the sale. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Dvarim Shebelev, have Dvarim Shebelev, V'Dvarim Shebelev, Ein and Dvarim. There's a fundamental machloikis Rishonim that has very significant impact why we say Dvarim Shebelev, Ein and Dvarim. The Ritva, the Rambam, explained that it's not that Dvarim Shebelev is Ein Dvarim because we don't believe what he's saying. Even if we believe what he's saying, Dvarim Shebelev don't have the ability to be mevatel a maisa. In fact, the Shara Mishpat explains that even in a place of a migui, which throughout Shas we know the Migui is very powerful, it doesn't make a difference. Dvarim shebelev einem dvarim. However, the Shalosh Teshuvos Chacham Tzvi, Simen Kuf Tes Vav, does say that Dvarim shebelev einem dvarim is because we don't necessarily believe what he's saying. Tosfos in Masechet Kedushin, Daf Mem Pesam Bey, is the very masculine Amar Rava. However, it does say that in a situation where there's a umden of the muchach, it's obvious that that was his intent. There, we do say dvarim shebelev have a dvarim. However, the Dvar Avram says that this chiddush of Tosfos, that a umden of the muchach is help, does give power to Dvarim Shebelev, is only if the Umdan and the Muchach was there at the time when the Umdan and the Muchach and the Dvarim Shebelev came at the same time. So that, since there's an Umdan and the Muchach at that moment, so that takes the Dvarim Shebelev out of the category of just being Dvarim Shebelev, and therefore, they're considered real dvarim. But even if there is a umdan of the muchach, but it wasn't at the same time as the dvarim shebelev, he says that wouldn't have that ability. The Rishonim also point out that although we've said that dvarim shebelev einem dvarim, that's by a mecher, like the case that we began earlier with the Gemara Masechet Kedushin, where somebody sold his property. But by a matana, there we don't say dvarim shebelev einem dvarim. And the raya is from a case that's very often found in Shas. The Gemara teaches us about a shchimera, a person who's very ill and gives away his assets. So the halach is he doesn't have to have a kinyan. But on the other hand, the halacha is that if a shchimera gave away his assets and Baruch Hashem, he had a refuah shleima, the halacha is that he could retract. Why? Because since it was only a matana, by matana, the halacha is that dvarim shebelev have a dvarim. And the sma in Simen Reish Zayin Choshimishpet Sifkot Yud explains, by a mecher, when we're selling something, and as we always discuss, a sale in halacha must be accompanied with a kinyan. So that brings finality to this transaction. However, a matana, which doesn't come with any kinyan, doesn't come with a real financial transaction, so there we don't have the same level of Gemira Stas. Because as we always explain, the point of a kinyan is to show Gemira Stas. So when you sell something accompanied with a kinyan, there's a real Gemira Stas. By matana, you don't have that level of Gemira Stas. The Sharechayim explains it a little differently. He explains that a matana, by definition, comes with lev. Why am I giving you a gift? Because that's what I want to do. So where the lev isn't there, it lacks, the whole matana is a lacking matana, and therefore the halach is, there we say, dvarim shebelev have a dvarim. The Torah, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov Lamed Vav, the Beis Yosef and Simen Tov Lamed Beis in Aruch Chaim say that on Bittul Chametz we don't make a bracha. And the reason is, since Bittul is Belev, that's where you mevatel, and Dvarim Shebelev ain't in Dvarim, so you don't make a bracha on something that's, you don't make a bracha on something which is only a Dvarim Shebelev. In fact, There's a very famous tshuva in the Shas of Tshuvas, Rabbi Kiva Eger. First of all, mention a Tosfos. Tosfos says that the halacha is Tosfos in Masechet Ksubis, that fine base of an aleph, the remask of a sofra, that we don't make a nida, doesn't make a bracha on the counting of the Zayin Nekiyim, like we make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer. And the question is, why not? And the answer, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Simon Chof Tes, says, is because Sfiras HaOmer requires that we verbalize the counting of the Omer. So since it requires that we verbalize the counting, that's why a bracha could be recited, is said in Sfiras HaOmer. However, the counting of the Zayin Nekiyim of a Nida does not require a verbalized bracha. And since you don't have to have a verbalized bracha, so it's only belayv. And as we just said, something that's belayv, you don't make a bracha. In fact, that tshuva in the Shas of Tshuvas, Rabbi Kiva Eger's Simna Chof Tes, is a tshuva that Rabbi Kiva Eger's uncle, Rav Wolf Eger, wrote to him. There's an interesting story behind that tshuva. Rabbi Kiva Eger learned by his uncle, Rav Wolf Eger, and Rav Wolf Eger could not attend Rabbi Kiva Eger's wedding. But he was his Talmud, his nephew, who he loved very much. So on the night of Rabbi Kiva Eger's wedding, he made a mesiba for the people in his city to celebrate the wedding of Rabbi Kiva Eger. And at that mesiba, there was a discussion in halacha. The discussion in halacha is, if somebody can mekayim fulfill mitzvah sfiras oimer b'ksiba by writing the day of the oimer. And one of the rayas that's brought in that tshuva, that's not a way you could fulfill that mitzvah, is because we make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer. And as we just said, a bracha is only recited when it comes along with a maisa, not just with a hearer, just with thinking. And dibur is ksivas kihirer. It's not considered the same as actually saying it. So since we see that there is a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, it's raya that the only way you could fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is by counting the Omer, not just by thinking it, or even just by writing the number of the day in the Omer.